Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ghost. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ghost. We're nearing the 200 episode mark of EPP bonus episodes with Real Ghost Stories Online, and they just keep getting better and better.
I walked down the hall. Something was wrong. One of the doors to the old classrooms was open. I wish I would have ran past, as I can still see what I saw in my mind today. Standing on top of the desk in the middle of the room, staring right at me, was a little boy. His face was pure white. And when I say white, I mean literally white. And his eyes were very dark, sunken back into his skull.
When you sign up to be an EPP extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com, you get access to every single EPP bonus episode and exclusive video content as well. There's now two ways to be an EPP. You can sign up for $5 a month through our website or follow the link at ghostpodcast.com to become an EPP through Patreon.
I finally decided to talk to this freaking thing and demand answers. Alone, I sat in the quiet and asked if there was anything there. I told it to let me know it was listening.
Membership started just $5 a month with bonus tier options on Patreon at $10 and $20 levels with extras including advanced commercial-free episodes of our regular show, bonus perks, and more.
After a moment, there was a knock on the wall. I was scared but pissed and I said, "Are you the one who won't leave me and my son alone?" Which was followed by three loud bangs on my wall. I cried and ran and hid. I couldn't do this anymore.
This show can only survive through your support of being an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com and keep Real Ghost Stories Online on the air. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. You can also write on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com, or even email your audio file to us. You send it to Tony, T-O-N-Y, at Real Ghost Stories Online. So lots of ways to get those stories over to us. Tony and Jenny Brewski joining you once again.
Hi.
And how are you this fine day?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's I know to the audience we haven't been gone at all, but we kind of buffered ahead several episodes, so it wouldn't seem like we were missing. But we had a week off. They didn't have a live Spirits with Spirits last week, so that'd be like the only visible way to know that we weren't present.
Yeah, that's true.
But other than that, we're back and ready to go with more ghost stories. Any ghostly encounters you care to share of the trip that you had? Anything other than?
I don't think anything happened on the trip, did it?
Pirates of the Caribbean was delayed slightly. Someone didn't say hello to what's his name?
George.
Yeah,
but we still were able to ride it.
We were able to get on it. Yeah.
So everybody knows where we went now.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean.
Well, I didn't know if we were going to share that or not.
We can certainly share that.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of interesting ghost stories about that area, and that's something I'd like to hear more of, actually. We were there, and I'm looking up information as we go and experience places and research some things. I was looking at the various specific locations that we had kind of gone around to, and very interesting some of the stories that pop up. I know it's a lot of it's kind of like hush, but it's more so I think visitors,
okay,
that are able to share stories. So that's what I'd like to hear. If anyone has stories of that area, ghost stories, we've gotten some over the years, mm-hmm, but I'd love to open that up wider to just kind of what I'm able to dig up and research. I'd love to hear some maybe originals of those parks, because I think that they're rich with stuff.
So we were really brave parents, and we drove all the way from Branson down.
Yeah,
there
we did.
And so we spent one of our nights in Atlanta, and I did wonder in Atlanta. I didn't have anything that made me think anything paranormal was going on, but I wondered because we stayed right downtown.
Sure.
And that being such an old city with so much history, I kind of wondered if maybe even though our hotel wasn't old, mm-hmm. if maybe there was going to be something lingering.
Lingering right. around the build. I mean, it's a pretty modern building we stayed at, too.
Right. But, you know, all of Atlanta burned during the Civil War.
Sure.
And it was completely
leveled
and overtaken. And there was a lot of fighting yeah. and a lot of death there.
Sure.
So I kind of wondered, being in, you know, one of the oldest parts, mm-hmm. if there was going to be anything attached to the land, not the building.
Did you feel anything?
No, not at all.
I got nothing. I just got to try some delicious Coca-Cola from around the world.
Yes, she did.
And the one, what is it? Beverly.
Is that Italian?
I don't know if it's Italian or if it's a UK Coke. One of our listeners will be like, I'm sipping on it right now. I don't know how you do it.
Well, it tastes so different than what we have.
It is. It's like it's a slightly sweetened seltzer water, I think, but it's not sweetened enough uh-huh. for my American palate. It's kind of like, oh, this is scary in itself. But we did get a chance to take the kids around to the Coke Museum. That was cool. That was a neat place to see. I've always wanted to go and see that.
Yeah.
It's more than just drinking a bunch of different flavors of
Coke.
It
was neat.
But it was the highlight. So, anyway. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you are on the air.
My name is Josh. I'm calling from Washington State. And my story begins a few years back, I would say in 2007, 2008. I was living with my dad at the time, seeing I was 16 years old and just moved out of my mother's house due to some family issues, things like that. We just weren't getting along at the time. And my grandpa, who had lived at my dad's house, had recently passed away, and so I was kind of moving there to help him out financially with some bills and stuff like that, and he was helping me out too with the place, and so I had a bedroom upstairs on the top floor of this older Seattle house. I believe it was built in the 30s or 40s, from what I can recall my grandparents talking about. And so I'm sitting up in the bedroom talking with my dad at the time, and my brother was over. We were going to go out to eat, and I had a couple dressers in the bedroom. One was about, I would say, about 3-4 feet high, and I had a couple items, pretty heavy items, that were sitting on top. One was a cup of nails, which I was using for a project. It was a red solo cup, to be exact, and it was about, I would say, halfway full, so it was a couple pounds of nails in there, not easily moved, you know. You can't just walk past it with the wind of, you know, you walking past it, really knock it over or anything. You would, you know, have to pick it up and move it. And I also had a thing, a pretty industrial size shampoo container sitting next to it. And as the story goes, we're just sitting there talking, reminiscing about my grandpa and past incidents and stuff that had happened that were pretty funny and memorable. And all of a sudden, the shampoo container and cup of nails levitated, I would say, a good foot off the top of the dresser and tipped over simultaneously together. And the shampoo went all over the rug, the nails went all over the rug, and they both fell down to the ground. And at that time, we didn't know what was going on. So we all three just ran out of the room all the way downstairs, and my stepmom was down there, and she goes, What the heck is going on? What are you guys doing? And we said, I don't know. We're probably getting tired or something, and you know, let's go eat, you know. So that's kind of the end of my story. I don't know if it was very well, but it's my first time calling in. I've been an avid listener for a couple of years now. And, yeah, it'd be great if you did.
There we go. We shared the story.
We did share it. And I think anytime things start levitating on their own, something's going on.
And it doesn't necessarily have to do with we should probably go eat something. It's like, well, what it is.
But I think it was more so let's get out of the house for a while. Yeah. You know, let whatever it is calm down, come back, and hopefully nothing happens again.
Sure. And I agree. I just wonder if that was kind of like, well, maybe we're just hungry. That's why we're seeing things levitate.
I don't think it's that. I think it's let's just go do something else. Yeah. Distraction.
Thank you for calling in and sharing that story. I don't know how I would react if something just started levitating, you know.
Yeah.
I think I'd be pretty free. Like if my cup of water over there just went up into the air.
Right.
I don't know how often I would be in my office anymore. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Are you hiring? Are you the person in charge of hiring people for your company, posting your position to job sites and waiting for the right people to see it? Yeah, that's not usually a very fun process. And it doesn't have to be that way anymore, thanks to ZipRecruiter. They knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. Invitations are revolutionizing how you can find your next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter and get a quality candidate through the job site in just a day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applicants you receive so you never miss a great match. Right, candidates are out there. They really are. And ZipRecruiter knows how to help you find them. Businesses of all sizes have been trusting ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, you can too. And also get yourself the opportunity to try it for free. That's right. You can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ghost. 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 Try it for free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. 855-853-4802, our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, so my name is Brittany, and I'm calling in because I'm actually an empath and have a million stories that I can share with you, but I'm going to go ahead and just share probably my worst one. So when I was 18, I got married, and I had a little boy, and by the time I was probably 20, and my son was only less than a year, and my husband started working night shifts, and we were in a new apartment. And the first thing that had ever happened to me was I was doing the dishes one evening, and I could hear someone whispering behind me. Well, my husband loves to play games on me, so I thought that he was just being an ass. So I turned around to smack him, and he wasn't there. Thought I was tired, and maybe I was just hearing things. So while I continue to do the dishes, all of a sudden the voice gets louder and it's right in my ear and I can feel breath on my neck. So I think for sure it's him, turn around to smack him and no one's there. Scream at the top of my lungs. He comes running in and he's like, I don't know what's going on. I've been in the bathroom for like 20 something minutes. So he told me, again, I was just tired and I needed to get some rest. After that, I started hearing my name in whispers once in a while. I would also hear my baby's name in whispers, too. I never heard my husband's name, ever. And for some reason, when real stuff started happening, it seemed that it was only when my husband was gone, almost as though it knew that my son and I were vulnerable without him there. The next few things that started to happen, I don't know if you've ever really listened to a baby monitor, but they pick up almost everything. And this is back even in like 2007. They were still pretty good. And you could hear the crunching on the carpet when someone would walk through. Well, one night I'm laying in bed and I have the monitor on and I can hear my son kind of cooing and crying. And all of a sudden I start to hear the crunching on the carpet. And it's the exact distance of footsteps. I'm thinking maybe I'm just hearing something. But then I hear the rocking chair next to the monitor start to move. So I think someone's in my son's nursery and I run in to get him and no one's there. The next stuff that starts to happen is I start to hear our names on the monitor as well. And I start having nightmares and I start having vivid dreams, or what I'm not sure were dreams at all, where everything would be exactly how it was in my room, but a black figure would be standing in the corner of my room staring at me, and he would always be in different corners of the room. So one day I was feeding my son his food, and I was still feeding him baby food, and he was eating, and if you've ever had an infant, you want to entertain them while they're eating, or they will be very stubborn. So I had him in front of the TV, probably about 6 feet away from the TV. He makes a mess, so I take the glass jar of baby food and a very cheap plastic spoon that I was feeding him with, put it in the jar and on top of the entertainment system. As I start to walk away, I hear a clink, and I turn around, and the jar is still upright on the entertainment system, but for some crazy reason, the spoon had come out and flown across the room to hit the high chair. After that, I started hearing my son get more hysterical and more upset in the middle of the night. So I went in one night after he was just absolutely inconsolable. And I get in the room, I pick him up, and when I would get my son, I would always keep the door open so that way there was some light coming in so I could see him. And all of a sudden, I see him peer over my shoulder. So he's looking at something, and the door is slowly closing. Now, this is in the middle of the winter, so there's no AC on and there's no windows open. It was too cold. So I freak out, fling the door open, and run out. And as soon as that happens, I look back, and the door is opening the other way. And I freak out and keep my son in my room, and rightfully so, that night. So after that had happened, I decided to bless the house, and I decided to pray over the apartment and everything. And I wasn't really a religious person, but I was kind of desperate. And so I prayed over it, and actually what had happened was the next 2 months were actually pretty quiet. So I thought I had maybe been freed from this thing. And then one night when my husband, again, was at work, we were in a small apartment. So my bedroom was right next to the front door, basically, with a thin wall. And in the middle of the night, I hear the door open and then close again, someone walk in and lock the door. I assume it's my husband. He came home early, so I go out to greet him. No one's there. No lights are on, nothing. I call him, asking him if he came to the apartment at all. He said he's been at work and he can't talk to me because he's too busy. Something came into the apartment and let me know that it was there. After that, I had gotten so frustrated with what was happening that I finally decided to call this thing out. So in the middle of the night, I went into the family room and I sat in the dark and I demanded that whatever was there to let me know it was there. And it didn't answer and I was getting incredibly frustrated. So I finally said, "Are you there?" And I was very angry in the way that I said it. And there was a loud bang on the wall behind me. I was terrified, but I was so mad that this thing was starting to mess with my kid that I yelled, "Are you the one that's been screwing with me and my little boy?" And right as I said that, there were three loud bangs against the wall right behind me. And I started crying. I was terrified. I ran in the other room. I started telling my husband that we were going to look for a new place to live. While we were looking for a new place to live, my husband actually one night had taken care of the baby so I could sleep on his night off. And I wake up in the morning and him and my son are asleep on the couch in the family room. And I ask him what happened. He said, "Maybe you're not so crazy. I think something might be going on." last night I went to go get the baby because he was crying, and I closed the door because I don't want any light in the room. And I noticed a black shape in the corner of the room, up in the ceiling. And it starts to kind of freely move. And my husband's a very scientific person, so he tests to see if the light on the baby monitor is what's causing it. And he waves his hand in front of it, and nothing happens. And then the shape starts to move all around the room, shoot across, and disappear. So my husband was so terrified, he took the baby and he fell asleep on the couch that night. The last thing that happened there was we were getting ready to move, and my husband was off that night. I kissed him goodnight, and I went to bed. And while I was laying in bed, I felt someone sit on the edge of the bed, and then I felt something get in the bed and roll next to me. So I turned to kiss my husband goodnight, but no one was there. So I screamed. He came in. I told him what happened, and I told him, I have to get out of here, and I have to get out of here now. I believe it was that week that we had moved out, and while we were getting ready to leave, I was the last person in the apartment, and I stood there and said, I don't know who you are or what you are or why you have this need to mess with me and my family, but you are not going to follow me, and I will not hear from you ever again. And I never did. So I also have tons of other stories, so maybe I'll turn them in another time. Thanks for listening.
That's so good that it didn't follow them. And, you know, because it seemed to kind of be interested in the sun, but it didn't go along. So that's good. It means it's something tied to the land or the property or the apartment.
If only all ghosts would oblige so kindly.
Yeah.
Just do that, come out like, okay, I got it. I won't mess with you anymore.
Right.
But that's, however, not usually the case. Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Tony and Jenny. It's Catlin from Louisville, Kentucky, and I've called in a couple times before, and I hope this one makes it on the radio. I haven't heard the other one yet, but this is probably one of the more substantial things that's ever happened to me in my life. I was about 19, and I was living with my mom, and it was probably about midnight, and I was in my apartment in my room playing video games. And her door was right to the right of mine. And I was sitting on my bed, and maybe 5 feet away from my door. Well, out of the corner of my eye, I thought I saw my mom go across my doorway into her room. And this all happened in a matter of, you know, maybe 10 seconds. And it hit me that it looked like my mom was floating, like not walking. And I paused the game and went to look at my doorway, and I've never had anything like this happen before or nothing like this. But it real quick, it like came from my mom's room from the right, swung around my doorway, came straight at me, and it was so fast. And it got about maybe 2 feet away from my face, and I blinked and jumped backwards, and it when I opened my eyes again, it wasn't there. But it was my mom. It looked like my mom had a white nightgown on. Looked like it was torn, like tattered all up. And she had either white or blonde hair, and her face was white eyes, really older looking, like an older lady, and had her mouth open, which had her mouth was all black with rotted teeth in it, and it really scared me. I paused for a second and like I couldn't have seen what I've just seen, and I guess I tried to put it in the back of my mind like I couldn't have just seen it, you know, that kind of thing. But after that, for a while, I started having these really bad dreams and experiencing things in my room, like something sitting on my bed. I was almost asleep, and something came and sit on my bed, and it made me kind of move toward it, I guess. And it sat down, and I thought it might have been my dog or something, so I jerked around real quick, and nobody was there. That, I had to sleep, it was kind of embarrassing, but I slept with cartoons on in my room, I guess for like the good vibes or something, or a comedy movie on for months. Because I kept having these dreams of demonic stuff, like crosses turning upside down, me coming in contact with these weird-looking things, like tiny, black, horrible, horrible-looking, I guess you could say maybe gnomish things in my dream, like gremlin things. That all they wanted to do was just hurt me. And I had this go on for months. And finally, I watched, after that, I kind of got into ghost shows, like Taps and all that. And I've seen that sometimes you have to take charge, tell it to go away. So one day after I had this dream, woke up and it felt like my room was shaking. I don't know if it actually was or not, but I woke up and I was either trembling so bad it felt like my room was shaking, or it was my room shaking. I'm not really sure, but I told it whatever it was. I finally got up the courage to tell it stop. If anything is trying to take me over or get inside me or anything negative in my life, that it has to leave. It is not welcome here, and it just has to go. And up until I was in my late 20s, I never had anything happen again. But I'll tell you that story another time. I listened to y'all at work for hours, for pretty much the whole 8 hours I'm at work, and I've been doing this for months. About 3 months I've been listening to your show, and it's really great. I love everything about it. Y'all are doing a really good job. I hope you're here from here. I'll call back another time. Thanks. Bye.
Room shaking.
We hear that a lot, but not usually the whole room. We hear the bed.
Mm-hmm.
The bed shaking, or whatever piece of furniture you're on, couch, things like that.
Sure.
It makes you wonder, do you hear it, or do you just feel it, or do you wake up and actually see it?
Both? All?
All of it?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose it kind of depends if it's the middle of the night or whatnot, and how do you know for sure if it's a whole room or it's just your bed or whatnot? But either way, I think my first reaction would be earthquake.
Yeah.
But then you start to look into that and go, wait a second, there was no earthquake.
Right.
And you really got to try and figure out what's going on, and obviously more happened than just that, but that would be really disturbing, because it just kind of shows the power of whatever it is, of what it has in the physical world. And I think that's kind of one of the more disturbing thoughts as your mind rushes through trying to deal with what's happening at that moment.
Well, either the power to physically move things, or the power to make you have the feeling of that happening.
Sure. This is the perception itself.
Right.
No. Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Tony and Jenny. This is Brandy from, Austin, Texas area again. You had played one of my stories a couple weeks ago regarding a Tom Petty song playing randomly a couple days after he died. I wanted to follow up. You had, Tony, you had brought up the video, and I was obsessed with that video. Even though it terrified me when I was a kid, I was obsessed with it. He actually went to the morgue, and he took a woman out of the morgue, and then he dressed her up and put makeup on her, put her in a wedding dress, partied with her all night, danced with her, whatnot, and then took her down and put her in the ocean. Very creepy video, but very cool, very well put together, kind of like his video, Don't Come Around Here No More, the Alice in Wonderland theme video. He's always had like a dark side to him, which is probably why I've been in love with him for so long. Anyways, I was calling with another story. When I was a kid, I grew up in this home. Well, I was only there for a few years, but all sorts of activity. I was home alone a lot because my mom worked. I would hear, like we'd be playing video games, and I would hear somebody walking up and down the hallway, you know, like when pants rub together, I would hear that. Weird things, doorknobs jiggling, walking out of a room where my cat's on my bed, but when I walk down the hall, my cat's on the couch, and I didn't see it run past me or anything like that. Just weird little things like that happening constantly. But one main thing that happened, I woke up in the middle of the night one night. My mom, she worked very hard. She was a single mom. She worked hard. She partied hard. So she was out one night. And so I woke up about 2 or 3 in the morning to see if she had come home from partying, and she wasn't there. So I walk out into the living room, and she's not there, like I said. I'm standing there pitch black, but I can see a reflection of what looks like a sweater she used to wear all the time in a sliding glass door. But I could only see the reflection of it because between me and the sliding glass door was a stack of boxes because we were getting ready to move. So I see this pink sweater, just the sweater, and I'm staring at it for a few minutes, or it felt like a few minutes. It was probably just a few seconds. I was probably 9 or 10 years old at the time. Staring at it, trying to figure out what I was seeing, and then all of a sudden it turned toward me, and my heart kind of stopped, and I just went back to bed and tried to write it off as me being crazy. So that's about it. It's a short story. Terrified me, but I tried to just convince myself I was nuts. Didn't really have any confirmation that all the stuff I experienced when I was a kid was real until I got older and experienced some other things. So there is my story, and I wanted to call and remind you of what the video was like for Tom Petty, because you can't have people out there with the wrong idea of Tom Petty's videos, because he's a legend and I have to make sure everyone knows the truth. Anyways, you guys are great. Hopefully I will have new experiences to call and tell you guys about, because I think I've already called and told you all of them. Hopefully I will talk to you soon, but I'm definitely going to keep calling, and I will definitely be at EPP very soon. Thanks, guys.
Sooner or later, you figure out. I was just singing along with the music that was in the background.
Oh.
Could you figure
out? No, I could. I wasn't. I was trying to figure out what Tom Petty video she was talking about.
Oh, she's talking about Mary Jane's Last Dance or Don't Come Around Here No More. But right at the very end there, because I've heard these songs so many damn times, I can like identify just like even in the background of a phone call. Like I heard like this boo, and I'm like, that's Whitney Houston. I want to dance with somebody. And then like I heard like the second beat. I'm like, yes, it is. And then I heard it kick in. I'm like, there you go.
Well, that's a good song to have in the background.
I wonder if anybody else was waiting for me to break into Whitney Houston at the end of that call.
I can't say that me. I understood you were portraying Whitney Houston.
So. I want to dance with somebody.
No.
Want to feel the heat with somebody. Yeah.
I still want to find the video of you doing I Will Always Love You when you're like 12.
It would be interesting, wouldn't it?
I would possibly be disturbed. I don't know. My husband's a 12-year-old Whitney Houston. So.
It was great. I was all in drag. No, I wasn't.
No, you weren't.
It was a birthday party, and we were doing karaoke, and my voice had not yet changed. So I it was still, you know, obviously higher pitched. And we had like a CD, and I think it had, you know, this is back before MP3s and all that. So it's like whatever is on the CD, all 12 songs are your choices. And I think it was just kind of like, who's up next? And the CD just kept going. And there you go. I belted it out and I got a standing ovation.
So you didn't pick the song. It was just your turn. And that was the song that was next.
It was a hit single. It should have been.
But it wasn't you going, I want to sing Whitney Houston.
Yeah, it was me saying, I want to sing Whitney Houston.
It was?
Yeah, because
just tried
because
to blow it off.
Because I knew I could totally nail it.
You just totally tried to bullshit.
No, I told you the full story before. Yes.
You didn't tell me the logistics of how it came out that you were singing that song.
Oh, it didn't start with that. I mean, it was, I already like messed around with that song on the bus, like going, I Will Always Hate You. And it just happened that I sounded a lot like Whitney Houston doing it. And it was really kind of scary how well I could do it. But then we did it on karaoke. I think I even had did a rendition of it at our sixth grade, like,
oh, so it just wouldn't dance. Stop.
It wouldn't stop because people kept requesting it. Like, Tony, stop. Go do Whitney. Go do Whitney. So I, yeah. And then the next year my voice changed and...
You know, sixth graders put other kids up to stuff, not because they really are supportive, but because they just want to make fun of it.
But it was really, it was fun. And I really had a good group of friends that year. I went from a school where I didn't have any friends.
Yeah.
And this group, like, I had fun. I liked them. It was a good time. It's probably one of my favorite years of school ever.
You will always love it.
And I will always love it. So there you go. Yeah, I could say that was one of my, it's a talent I don't have anymore.
No.
But a talent I once possessed.
Uh-huh.
One time.
Okay.
There you go. Add that to the Wikipedia entry. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. I have a ghost story for you. Actually, it's a handful of stories coming from the same entity. When I was 8 years old, my parents were buying a new house, and they took me to the house, and they showed me my room, and I said, Dad, I said, why is there a little girl underneath the bed? He said, there's no little girl underneath the bed. I said, yes, there is. I said, and also I remember that there was a really pungent, burning flesh smell. It smelled like death. So there was no little girl underneath the bed, evidently, but I saw her, and so we moved into the house, and then all of a sudden, at about 9 or 10 years old, you could just feel this thick energy in the room, in my bedroom, at all times. It would follow me, and then I started having the nightmares of a little boy killing himself. He would be putting a gun in his mouth, and then he would turn around and grin at me and then pull the trigger. And I would stay up all night with my lights on, and then I would go to school and sleep, and I failed 2 grades because of that. So then there was one night, and I have a bunch of instances that this entity would manifest, but then there was one night when I looked outside my window, and I could see a shadow figure just looking back in at me. It scared me to death, and so I put my head underneath the covers, and I went to sleep, and the next day, it was wintertime. The next day, I looked outside my bedroom, at my bedroom window, and there were 2 big, huge footprints right where my window sill was. And that's not the kicker. The kicker is my window was 8 foot up above the ground. So that's the second time it manifested. The third time it manifested, I looked up in the middle of the night, and in the corner of the room was this big, dark, shadowy blob that was darker than the night. And it would make you feel like you were just absolutely nothing. Nothing. And then it would follow me around. I would have things that would fly off at friends' houses, fly off the walls. One night, I spent the night at a friend's house, and I was watching him. We were both really young, so he was sleeping in bed with his mom. And I'm looking out through his bedroom doorway, and I could see something walking up the steps. And you can even hear it creaking the wooden steps. It scared me to death. I have a bunch more. I love the show, and I hope you use this. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I think that's the first time we've ever had somebody actually talk about how it affected them so much that they failed in school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming because sleep was an issue and
sure.
The fear of being in your room and everything.
Well, then if you're a kid that's sharing stories, you know, like this or holding it back, I mean, that's going to cause issues.
Yeah.
I mean, that must have been a horrible, horrible time to have to go through that. I wonder how often we have listeners now that hear stories like that where the kid said, why is there a little girl in my room? And parents looking back now with, you know, grown children going, oh, I remember when little Susie said that to me once or little Timmy said that and I mm-hmm. just blew it off as nothing. And then they kind of wonder, maybe there was something, because that's a very out of context thing to say.
Yeah.
You know, kids say a lot of weird things and you're kind of like, what? But when they're like bringing up people that aren't there.
Right.
That's, you know, I suppose, you know, if you're busy and you're doing something, it's very easy to be like, there's nothing there. Move on. And you just kind of keep mm-hmm. moving them along. But I wonder how many times there's adults that look back and that going, I wonder if there's something to what my, you know, son or daughter experienced when they were younger.
Yeah.
Just kind of having that realization.
You would hope that the parents would look back and wonder.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for sharing that story with us. That wraps up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Thank you guys for listening. We do greatly appreciate it. We cannot do the show without you. If you like the show, become an EPP Extra Podcast person. Sign up for that on our website at ghostpodcast.com. Get access to every single bonus episode of the show. They're all up there for you, almost 200 of them. Check it out, ghostpodcast.com. You can even sign up through Patreon as well. The link is there at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thanks for being an EPP. Thanks for being a listener. Hopefully you'll be an EPP. That's what I'm trying to say.
We've been off a week.
I've been off a week, getting back in the swing of things. Check it out, ghostpodcast.com. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.